Seven goals in Manchester, a City win, but Spurs progress.
And it goes into the six-yard box. Oh, they've turned it in! This is quite remarkable. It's the substitute, Fernando Llorente for Tottenham, who've never given in, who don't know when they're beaten.
There was still some late, late drama, though.
And it's in! It's in! Would you believe this? Raheem Sterling completes his hat-trick. Oh, he's disallowed it. He's disallowed it. The VAR.
Tottenham through and Liverpool make sure there'll be two English sides in the last four.
Tipped to the back post and nodded in by Virgil van Dijk. It's a fourth for Liverpool on the night, from cruising to marching into the semi-finals.
Stay with us for all the best analysis and reaction to both of Wednesday's matches right here on UEFA Champions League Matchday Live. Welcome to the show. I'm Chris Parrott and I'm joined by the European football expert, Kevin Hatchard. Manchester City 4, Tottenham 3, Spurs through and away goals, Porto 1, Liverpool 4, Liverpool cruising through. One of the most amazing, exciting Champions League matches I think we have ever seen, and I don't say that lightly, at the City of Manchester Stadium.
Well, the UEFA Champions League continues to outdo itself. We seem to have said this a lot, Chris,
yeah,
this season, because we've had some truly extraordinary, momentous games. And what we saw was some scintillating attacking play from both teams, a real test of character for both teams. We saw the use of VAR, the correct use of VAR, to get some very critical decisions right. We saw Manchester City come very, very close to what would have been one of the great European nights in their history, but it will go down for them as another brave failure. And that is, I think, a growing problem for the club. I give immense credit to Spurs. Yes, they made mistakes tonight, and they'll analyse those, but it was a wonderful piece of grit and determination from them.
Certainly was. The celebrations at full-time, absolutely amazing if you're a Tottenham Hotspur supporter. So this is how this week's games finished, and the semi-final lineup is now complete. On Tuesday, Barcelona beat Manchester United 3-0 to progress 4-0 on aggregate. And Juventus lost to Ajax 2-1 on the night in Turin, Ajax progressing 3-2 on aggregate. On Wednesday, which we're concentrating on here, City 4, Tottenham 3, Spurs through and away games. And Porto 1, Liverpool 4, Liverpool through 6-1 on aggregate. If you do want in-depth reaction to Tuesday's matches, there's a separate podcast. Download that one now. But we have to begin, and I'll look back at Wednesday's games at the City of Manchester Stadium. Spurs had a 1-0 first leg lead to defend against Pep Guardiola's side. Commentary from Adam Summerton.
Into the area, onto his right foot. There's the shot, and there's the opening goal. Oh, that's a beauty from Raheem Sterling. A chance for Son, and he's taken it from the edge of the area. The man who did the damage in the first leg in London has got Spurs what could be a priceless away goal here. Eriksen now to Son. Great chance! Oh, and he scored again! From Tottenham. Aguero here with the ball into the box. Bernardo Silva. Oh, and he scored. Took a big deflection. But this is quite remarkable. Now De Bruyne with the ball into the box. And at the back post, it's Sterling. And Sterling has turned it in. De Bruyne now at the other end. Aguero's a runner. De Bruyne carries on. Sergio Aguero will strike it. And he'll score. He's hammered it home for Manchester City. They're heading through to the semi-finals of the UEFA Champions League. And it goes into the six-yard box. Oh, they've turned it in. This is quite remarkable. It's the substitute, Fernando Llorente for Tottenham, who've never given in, who don't know when they're beaten. A And now Tottenham have it with Eriksen. City desperately trying to win it back. Aguero now into the box. Aguero on the pass here is a good one. And it's in! It's in! Would you believe this? Raheem Sterling completes his hat-trick. Guardiola is dancing down the touchline. The referee here. Oh, he's disallowed it. He's disallowed it. The VAR, Massimiliano Irrati, has communicated to the referee that the goal should be ruled out for offside. And the full-time score here is Manchester City 4, Tottenham 3. It finishes 4-4 on aggregate. Tottenham go through on away goals.
Well, you could hear in Adam's voice at the end there just the most remarkable night, the emotion of it. It was a Champions League classic. Adam Somerton joins us now. Tale of the tape, first of all, as quick as you can, if that's possible, after seven goals and enough incidents, frankly, well, we could have had an entire season and we would have had less incident than in this one game.
Well, I mean, how we saw, I talked in the commentary about the pendulum swinging, how that swung in just the first 21 minutes. Of course, City take the lead on 4 minutes, then Tottenham score on 7 minutes and 10 minutes to turn it around. And then we see Bernardo Silva make it 2-2 on 11 minutes. Sterling then makes it 3-2 on 21 minutes. Then there was a period of relative calm before half time, before Aguero makes it, makes it 4 for City on 59 minutes. And then Llorente gets that crucial goal back on 73 minutes to make it 4-3. And then, as you know, as we've just heard, in added time, we have that incredibly decisive moment with the disallowed goal.
We will get you a lozenger because I can hear that your voice is going. And no surprise, it was an extraordinary game. Just clear up, Kev, the reason that the goal, which would have been the winner, everyone thought was the winner for City, was disallowed by the video assistant referee.
So Christian Eriksen gives the ball away in the in his own half, but then Bernardo Silva, in stretching for the ball, does redirect it, and at the moment he redirects it through to Sergio Aguero, Aguero is just and only just beyond the last man, and therefore everything that happens after that is an irrelevance because Aguero is offside. We've seen two big uses of the technology tonight. One for that incident, and also one for Llorente's goal, because the referee was able to have a good long look at whether it brushed the elbow of Llorente as he bundled that ball in. But you could quite clearly see from the video footage, it comes off his hip. There's a frame that they freeze. You could see that ball contacting with the hip and not with the elbow. So again, two very, very tight calls, but the technology has allowed those calls to be correct.
Well, we're recording this now, what are we, 20 minutes after full time. The Tottenham fans, many are still inside this stadium, they're still celebrating, and a short while ago two of their heroes were interviewed in front of them. Christian Eriksen almost wasn't, but we can hear from him and from the man who got two goals, Son Heung-min.
I must be one of the luckiest guys on the planet today, I think, with the last ball and they scored, I thought it was over, and almost thank God for the first time that the ref gave an offside. But like the whole game, like I said, is a roller coaster. I mean, there was goals, and drama everywhere. So, I mean, it was a fun game to play, but I'm lucky on the good side.
With the Champions League, I never saw it. And actually, it was a very tough game, very crazy game. But actually, we are very proud, our teammates, and I think it's an unbelievable night.
We can hear the shock there in the Tottenham Hotspur players, and the celebrations at full time, and they went long after full time, were amazing. This is the first time they've been through to the semi-finals of this competition since 1962, when football was very different. Adam Somerton, we wondered how this game was going to be after a fairly tight first leg, just the one goal in it, blew apart in the opening 21 minutes when we had five goals, the quickest five goals ever scored in a Champions League match. And from pretty much second one, you really didn't know who was going to go through.
No, it was just gloriously unpredictable because right the way through, literally until the last minute, we had no idea who was going to go through. And it's absolutely fantastic when you get a tie like that. And they're two very evenly matched teams. I know that Manchester City are far ahead of Tottenham in terms of the race for the Premier League title. But you made the point, I think, earlier today when on air that
you know, in terms of a one-off game, there isn't really a great deal between these two teams in a cup competition, and I think that showed over the two legs. It wasn't the cautious game that I think many of us expected, and I think we expected it with justification, because the two previous games this season, one win each, had both finished 1-0. And both, you know, it was almost as if they both decided to just go. It was a perfect storm in the way that the game started, and that led us to where it went, in almost like a basketball match for the first 20, 25 minutes. And it was just absolutely brilliant to watch for the neutral.
What I thought was critical was the way Spurs reacted to conceding the first goal, because Sterling's goal was superb. Great run from De Bruyne, shifted to Sterling, perfect way to pass, beautiful finish just inside the far post. At that moment, they were set a mental test. Can you cope with this? Are you going to crumble? Are your head's going to go down? And they didn't. What they did was they trusted their ability to use their pace in attack to open up spaces. They scored two excellent goals. I mean, there were mistakes from City. Aymeric Laporte gave the ball away twice for both of Son's goals, but so well finished. And I think that just gave them that belief they needed to then compete. And then it was blow for blow.
No Harry Kane. No Harry Winks. Lots of other important players out. They lost Moussa Sissoko to Tottenham to that injury. I mean, very big player. We must mention as well that Son is going to be banned for the semi-final because he got a yellow card for the first leg. That's against Ajax. That could finish absolutely anything, Tottenham-Ajax, given what we've seen tonight. There's this term that's thrown around, Spursy,
yeah,
that somehow, when it really gets tough, they'll have a bad 10 minutes. They didn't show that this evening, did they?
You know, the greatest achievement that Pochettino could have here is one that you can't stick a pot on the table, you can't look at it, you can't see it. It's changing the mentality of that football club, a mentality that has existed for decades and which has held Tottenham Hotspur Football Club back for as long as I can remember. This tag of Spursy, they have it because it's there, it's real. And I think what Pochettino has done, slowly but surely, is he's turning that now. And you look at the adversity that this group of players have come up against this season. They've had their taught that their manager's going to be leaving for Real Madrid, that their manager's going to be leaving for Manchester United. They've had all their top players linked with other clubs. They've not had a home game for the best part of 2 years. They've not bought a player in two transfer windows. Just tonight, they you know, up against it away from home against one of the best teams in world football. They've come from behind. They've never given in. They didn't know when they were beaten. Now, if that doesn't finally end the Spursiness, then I don't know what will.
It's not quite Tiger Woods, but Tottenham Hotspur had 1 point after three group games. And now they're in the semi-finals for the first time in the Champions League era. It's been a... almost befitting of this game, it's been a bonkers run, really. It's defied logic for a lot of it this season for Tottenham Hotspur.
Well, it shows the belief that Pochettino's infused his squad with. And I agree with all of what Adam was just saying about what he's been able to do to take this team forward. The caveat that I would add is that towards the end of that game, when we asked the question about game management, yes, they were tough, yes, they dug deep, but actually their use of the ball was poor. In those final few minutes, when really they needed to take the ball into the corners or try and hold it up, they made the wrong decision time and time again.
Yeah.
And you heard Christian Eriksen just there. I've never heard a man more relieved after a football game, because he knows. He knows it was his error that nearly cost them everything. So yes, this is great. This is a wonderful achievement. There are lessons to learn, because if they don't learn them, Ajax will take them apart, because they have shown time and time again they don't respect reputations, and they have the movement, the quality in attack to really punish errors. So yes, great, but lessons to learn.
I don't want, again, to be negative at all, but the fact that Son is going to miss the first leg and Harry Kane is going to be out injured, it's going to be another in the face of adversity, isn't it?
But I thought Lucas Moura was terrific. I thought he was really got the hat-trick against Huddersfield. I thought his movement, his use of the ball, his pace, that will give them an outlet if they play in the right way. So I think that is a good thing. Losing Son and Kane is huge, but there is a mitigating circumstance.
He's good
there
at finding
Moura.
Solutions, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. From Manchester City's point of view, so the quadruple dream is over.
Yeah.
They couldn't still win a domestic treble. They host Tottenham here at the weekend. Honestly, I just don't know what frame of mind either team will be going into that match. But, you know, this will be an absolute hammer blow to Pep Guardiola personally, given, remember, before he came to Manchester City, he'd always reached the semi-finals of this competition as a coach. He still hasn't been in charge of this club. So how will they react?
Well, this is what is going to be of great interest to those of a red persuasion on Merseyside, isn't it? Because, you know, Liverpool, I suppose in some ways, would have wanted Manchester City to go all the way to the final in the Champions League, because it would mean they'd have extra games that would distract them in terms of the Premier League. But you look at the manner of the exit, you look at how much this will have taken out of Manchester City, you look at the fact that in this run of 7 days, they've still got to play Tottenham again in the league, they've then got to play a Manchester derby away from home, and you think, as you use the word reaction, how they'll react. It's absolutely key now for Manchester City that they dust themselves down and react in a positive way exceptionally quickly. They can't afford not to, otherwise it won't just be the UEFA Champions League they miss out on, it'll be the Premier League as well, because it's hard to see Liverpool dropping too many points.
So City are out, Tottenham through to face Ajax in the semi-finals of the competition. The week after next, it comes around very quickly. We've been talking about Liverpool there. Well, elsewhere on Wednesday, Jurgen Klopp's side went to Porto with a two-goal lead from the first leg at Anfield. Mike Sewell was your commentator.
Salah strikes it towards goal. Wijnaldum holds it up. Salah just behind him inside the area. Mane! He's offside. Paul van Berkel on the pitch. We've been waiting more than a minute after Sadio Mane put the ball in the net, and the referee has given the goal after a video review. Liverpool on the break here, played through. It's going to be Mohamed Salah. Here he is, it's the second for Liverpool. It's a typical Liverpool goal. Porto have a corner as it's swung in by Corona and headed into the corner. It's a goal by Eder Militao. Henderson looks up, drives in the cross, and it's headed in by Roberto Firmino. Goal number three for Liverpool, and it's the front three who've got the goals on the night. Right-footed low to the near post, clipped to the back post, and nodded in by Virgil van Dijk. It's a fourth for Liverpool on the night. They have scored almost as many as they did last season, and it's becoming a rout.
Liverpool 4-1 winners, as you heard, on the night, cruising through 6-1 on aggregate to face Barcelona in the last four. Let's hear from their manager, Jurgen Klopp.
They had their moments, but we could control that. Today it was clear it will be completely different. They were a different animal at home, but it was clear, and they played with proper direction, in behind, chasing the ball. So we had to work. We had to defend a lot in the last third. We don't like that too much, but it's the job you have to do as well. But at the end, we won it deserved, and that's the most important thing.
Mike, you didn't quite have the drama of Manchester, but sounded like a very, very professional Liverpool performance.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your game was remarkable, Liverpool's performance was clinical. Four goals from five shots on target. The scoreline doesn't really tell the whole story, and some may argue it actually flatters Liverpool, because Porto started really brightly. The attempt from Jesus Corona after 30 seconds, a left-footed shot which curled just over Alisson's crossbar, sort of set the tone for the first quarter of the game, where Porto had several chances, mainly half chances, but they got into good positions. Marega in particular, he had a shot on the turn which was saved by Alisson, and it all looked very promising for the home team until Sadio Mane popped up in the 26th minute to divert Mohamed Salah's ball into the back of the net from close range. There was a stoppage while the video assistant referee looked at it, because there was a suspicion that Mane was offside. And eventually they decided, and having looked at the video, it was incredibly tight, but he was dead level with the last defender, and Mane's goal stood. And that was the key moment which gave Liverpool that important away goal, a 3-0 advantage, meaning that Porto had to score four times. And credit to them, the start of the second half, they came out strongly, even though Liverpool brought on Firmino for Origi, so they had their front three again re-established. Porto started really brightly, but again, they were hit on the counter-attack.
ball through by Trent Alexander-Arnold, and Mohamed Salah just swept it home to make it 2-0 at the midway point of the second half. And from then on, really, you could see that Porto were becoming more and more flat as the game went on. Firmino scored after Militao had got a consolation from a corner. You just feel that if Porto had got that goal before the second, things might have been different. But after Firmino made it 3-1, Van Dijk popped up unmarked inside the penalty area to head in a fourth for Liverpool. Porto had 8 attempts on target, but other than the goal, they didn't really trouble Alisson. And it's the 12th time that Mane, Salah and Firmino have all scored in the same game for Liverpool. It was clinical, it was efficient, it wasn't the best from Liverpool, but it proves that they're a very difficult team to beat.
Mike, there was a lot of talk earlier this season, certainly towards the start of the season, that Liverpool had changed. There wasn't the fire and the fury. It wasn't quite as dynamic an attack, and they'd gone for a more composed, controlled way of playing. That's bearing fruit now, that approach, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, over the course of the season. I think tonight, they certainly didn't look that composed in the first 25 minutes of the game. Porto didn't allow them to look composed. They didn't sort of hit that range until the second half. Once Salah had got the second goal on the night, they looked a lot more composed on the ball, and they obviously took their opportunities really well. They're not as gung-ho is the wrong word, but cavalier and going forward. But when they do need to strike, when they do need to get their goals, they're very, very effective.
So Liverpool through. They face Barcelona in the semi-finals. First leg at the Nou Camp. What an occasion that is going to be. Manchester City, though, as we've been hearing, out of the competition in dramatic circumstances. And we can hear from their manager, Pep Guardiola, now.
It's cruel, but it's where it is. We have to accept it. It was a nice game for everybody. A lot of alternatives after 20 minutes, 2-3. And second half, we did everything. So we cannot easy to create chances, we create a lot, so we make mistakes in that competition, punish us a lot, but we knew it, but we scored the goals that we needed. Unfortunately, at the end was a bad end for us, so congratulations Tottenham and his team and his side, and all the best for the semi-finals.
So Manchester City and Pep Guardiola out, Spurs through. They will host Ajax in the first leg of that semi-final tie. And if Barcelona-Liverpool, given that they've both been finalists fairly recently, is the old guard. This is the new breed of clubs, isn't it? That semi-final, the way they both play, that could be equally as entertaining as what we saw at the City of Manchester Stadium.
I think it'll be terrific, and I think I see that as 50-50, Spurs and Ajax. I really do, because all of the concerns people had about Ajax's ability to handle pressure, the young guys that they have, they've washed all of those away now. They beat Real Madrid comfortably over two legs in the end. And what they did to Juventus in Turin was truly extraordinary. They will have no fear at all about playing Tottenham. And as good as Tottenham are, and as well as they've done to beat Manchester City, there are weaknesses there.
I'd like to put you on the spot very quickly. Who's going through from the two semi-finals?
Ajax and Liverpool.
There we go. Tottenham and Barcelona fans very unhappy with that. That's about all we have time for on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. The semi-finals, Spurs against Ajax, Barcelona against Liverpool. Join us on Match Day Live for the start of those on Tuesday, the 30th of April. Until then, after an extraordinary week, it's goodbye. From Kevin Hatchard, Adam Summerton, Mike Sewell and myself, Chris Parrott.
Right-footed low to the near post, clipped to the back post and nodded in by Virgil van Dijk. It's a fourth for Liverpool on the night.
And it goes into the six-yard box. Oh, they've turned it in! This is quite remarkable. It's the substitute, Fernando Llorente for Tottenham. And it's in! It's in! Would you believe this? Raheem Sterling completes his hat-trick. Oh, he's disallowed it. He's disallowed it. The VAR and the full-time score here is Manchester City 4, Tottenham 3. It finishes 4-4 on aggregate. Tottenham go through on away goals.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.